in the bulletin again this week because Pat forgot to take it out. Just ignore that. That's Pat's mistake. So the tree, though, is beautiful. And I want to thank our little elf who was willing to put all of the ornaments that hadn't been put on the tree onto the tree, because each of these ornaments was given by a person or family. And sometimes it was given as a part of their family tradition and sometimes in memory of someone. And so I want to thank them because what a magnificent tree it is. It's beautiful. Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the prophet Isaiah. I ask you to hear these words. There's actually two sections to this passage. It's verses 1 through 10. However, it's actually two passages of scripture, so please listen carefully. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. May God add wisdom and understanding and purpose and peace to this word. I gave the Sunday school class fair warning, so I shall give the congregation fair warning. For some of you, this will not be your favorite sermon. Okay? I am called upon by God to preach God's word. And I do not take that responsibility lightly in any way, shape, or form. I study. I think. I ask those who are wiser than I. I write, I rewrite, I memorize, but in the end, I take upon God's Spirit to tell me, what do your people need to hear? There's two passages here that have been put together, and they're almost always read together. But they're actually two different passages, and they were written at two different times. The first part that we see, you know, that a shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, that little passage is one. And that we're going to come back to that. The second part is where we get to, you know, the lion's going to lie down with the lamb. All of these seemingly enemy-like forces are going to come together in peace. Now, we don't know if this passage was actually written before or after. That part really doesn't matter. The point is that that passage was originally written to all of the people of the world through the people of Israel, through the Hebrew people, to signify God's need and desire for peace. God did not create us to be at war with each other. God did not create us to hate each other. God did not create us to make fun of each other. God did not create us to do anything that is seen as evil. God created us to be one people, united together with God in a holy relationship. And I mean that H-O-L-N-W-H-O-L. See, when we're not one, when we are broken apart and hating each other and doing all of these things, then we're not whole. H-W-H. Oh, God. We're not whole. I'm missing brothers and sisters. I'm missing people who could better my journey, challenge me. I'm missing love, hope, goodness. God created us to be one people. And so in the passage, when there is portrayed this beautiful scene of all of the animals being able to live together in peace and harmony, like our hymn talked about, God really did want that. I mean, that isn't just supposed to be an idyllic picture that someone paints, puts on a wall, and then walks away from. We're supposed to live it. Now, how do we do that? In the Advent candle sheet that we had today, there were some pretty challenging things. We're not supposed to hate our enemies. We're not supposed to go after one another. We're not supposed to kill. There's reference in there to guns. I want you to understand something. Y'all don't know me really well yet, so let me just explain something to you. I'm not opposed to guns, all right? I am opposed to random gun violence. There's a big difference. I'm not opposed to those who go out and hunt for food and even, you know, for trophies, although I don't necessarily understand the charm, but I know you do, and that's fine. And I have no problem with us defending ourselves when we need to defend ourselves. But what we see today in the world is not what we're talking about. It is not reasonable, rational use of guns. It is irrational. It is violence. It is war. And it's got to stop. And that's what that section was on there. Did you also notice in that passage that it talks about how all these different kinds of people, well, animals, I consider animals people, sorry, they're very different from one another. And yet they live in harmony with one another. They live in love. Let me just tell you, God creates amazing people. But God doesn't create the same person twice. God creates people of every color. God creates people of every eye color, of different genders, of different sexual orientations, of different political stances. God creates all of these people who have minds and hearts to love, and minds and hearts to love one another. And yet, how is it that if somebody's different than me, I get to hate them just because they're different than me? That's not right, folks. You don't best friend. You don't have to live with them. You don't have to invite them to turkey dinner. You don't do that anyway. And most of you now will no longer invite me to turkey dinner. Okay. I'll live with that. But God says, love one another. Jesus says, love one another. There's no exceptions. Have you ever noticed that? There are no exceptions. Jesus never says, love one another, except for that it's not there, folks. It's not in Scripture. We are called to love one another. That's the peaceable kingdom. Now, how are we going to get there? That comes in the first part of the passage. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse. We know that to be Jesus. Jesse was King David's father. Jesus came from the lineage of King David. We know that that's supposed to be Jesus. But it is not only Jesus. It is us. Because Christ puts the Spirit of God within us, within each and every one of us. And God doesn't do that by accident. God says, I'm going to take my son back to heaven now, but I'm going to leave everything he taught. I'm going to leave everything that he showed you. I'm going to leave miracles. I'm going to leave hope. I'm going to leave the possibility for peace. I'm going to leave you the way, and I'm going to leave you with the commandment to love one another. And then I want all of you to be the shoots that come out of the dead stump. Have you ever seen a shoot come out of a dead stump? I had some folks one time that they cut down a tree. You know, they wanted to get rid of it. It was a mess. I mean, I had to agree with them. It was kind of a mess. But they cut down the tree the next year. Shoot. Starts growing out. They cut it. Next year, shoot. Comes out. They cut it. They sprayed it. Next year, shoot. Comes up from the ground. You couldn't kill that tree. They happen to be people of Christ. They decided on the third time, maybe they'd let the tree grow back. Maybe God was trying to tell them something. We're to be the shoots. Don't let anything kill us. Oh yeah, you can kill me physically. You can knock me down. You can say hateful words to me. You can make me feel terrible. You can do all of those kind of things. Slap me around, do all that stuff. Go ahead, fine. But what I believe will still be out there. What I believe will still be spoken. I will still be the shoot. And when I am gone, there will be shoots after me. And when you are gone, there will be shoots after you. And I want you to think about that for a minute. What kind of shoots do you want to grow out of trees in the future? Ones of love, compassion, goodness, giving. Or ones of hate and ugliness and violence. Or somewhere in the middle. We'll take a little hate, we'll take a little violence, and we'll take a little love. How about that? Okay. You get to make those choices. But you need to study your Scripture again. That's not what God asks for. It's not what God instructs us to do. Can we make peace with our enemies? Yes. You betcha. We sure can. But it takes, first of all, for us individually to have hearts that are set in God's peace. Where we know that we are secure in God and we're not worried about anything anymore. As far as ourselves are concerned. So that we can go out into the world and we can love the folks that don't love us. And we can make peace with people who don't want to make peace with us. And we can not answer violence with violence. And we can be together as one people. And as we do that, we take the enemy's power away. Oh yeah, there'll still be some that'll yell at us and call us names and be ugly to us, and they'll always be out there. But we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where we love each other. We live in a world where we're creating peace. We live in a world where we're going to continue to be that shoot that comes out of the stump. And no matter how many times they cut us down, peace will reign in our hearts. Let us pray. Almighty God, I thank you for the privilege, but also for the mantle that I must wear as a shoot growing from the tree of Jesse through David and Jesus Christ. I thank you for the terrible responsibility and the awesome privilege it is to work for justice in our world. To see that no one is hungry, that no one goes unloved, that people who are marginalized are stood up for. Lord, I ask you to bless these people here with a deep sense of your peace within their own hearts. Let it start with us. And then we'll move on to your call to help create peace in the world. To bring together all people around a little cave, a little manger in Bethlehem, around a tiny baby who will teach us what love and peace truly mean. Thank you, Lord, for every aspect of our Lord and Savior, for every message and miracle and blessing. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Is that a surprise after in the prayer? I ask the Lord to grant you peace in your heart as you sing this song. Deep peace, godly peace. And if you have found a home here in this church, do not hesitate to come forward as we stand and sing. Because I know, I've been here long enough to know that these people will love you. They will accept you. They will nourish you. And they will challenge you. Let us stand and sing.